Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Council approved spending dollars on a land use consultant, a recommendation from the newly formed Northwest Area Process Advisory Committee. Mayor Pownell created the PAC to advise on what to do with the land annexed west of the hospital. In 2009, the city annexed 540 acres in Greenville Township. A consultant was hired in 2010 and drafted a master plan in 2011 that was met with resistance and ultimately went nowhere. Now that a senior housing project is set to break ground in June, city officials are once again looking to future development. Community Development Director Chris Heineman said with the approval to hire a consultant, the PAC will now complete four more tasks.
We just solicit and review consultants to invite an additional EDA board member to participate on the process advisory committee and to recommend financing options for a consultant process. And lastly, to recommend that consultant to the city council.
The area in question is zoned agriculture and is about the only large piece of land left in Northfield that could be considered for commercial development. Some councilors wanted to be sure that local businesses had input into the vision. The PAC didn't address that, but Heineman said they're always talking with established businesses and they could add it to the RFP process. Zweifel said,
just to reiterate that it's more than just support and expansion of those existing businesses, but recruiting and drawing businesses that will synergize and augment and support those existing businesses. A new development doesn't mean that we don't take into account, right, what we already have.
DeLong was concerned that the three farmers who own a large portion of the land be involved in the visioning in some way. While the land is annexed, they still own it and should have buy-in for what's proposed. Pownell commented this morning,
without a vision, you don't have any defined direction or clear direction given to your city staff so that they can go out then and accomplish it.
From this point, the PAC is expected to have a recommendation for a consultant by May 31st. I have more information and links from KYMNradio.net. Pownell's entire interview is also online. Northfield Hospital and Clinic's new Express Clinic will open Monday, April 9th. Dr. Adam Alabuni is the medical director. He said the goal is
to care for minor injuries, cuts, stitches, certainly respiratory conditions with coughs, sore throats, ear infections, sinus infections, eye infections,
and more. Initially, the walk-in clinic in the Sterling Drug Building on Division Street will be open Monday through Friday from noon to 7:45 p.m., with a goal of opening on weekends
when we have the staff that is trained. Mm-hmm. We are in the final stages.
A certified nurse practitioner will be the primary care provider. If you have a need for further care, they'll coordinate with an agency to get you taken care of. And fireflies in a haiku, wild ones, white space, and robins, they're all winners. The Northfield Arts and Culture Commission, in partnership with the Friends and Foundation of the Library, announced the winners of the city's 8th annual Sidewalk Poetry Contest. 5 poems were chosen out of 64 submitted. The winners are Becky Bowling, Avery Eastfold, Stephen McCone, Julie Ryan, and Marie Vogel-Gary. The full press release, along with their poems, is on KYMNradio.net. They'll be guests on Art Zany with Paula Granquist, April 27th. News from around the state is next.